One soul, many bodies, NPCs, organic portals, full immersion pods, and more. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this in English on the morning of August 10th, 2025. One constant here with me and my messages, and perhaps one of the things that I want to share with you the most is the fact that there is a lot more humanity all over outer space, and so much of it, as in the very same species, that even advanced interstellar civilizations do not know how prolific, or how extensive humankind is. And I mean humankind as the very same species as on Earth, and not even counting others who are also variants of human lyrians, which may look alike but are not so genetically. I mean only those we could call pure humans. Having said this, what sets one community of human lyrians from another is their perception, and their mentality, the way they perceive reality and the universe, which is shaped by their culture and social structure they live in. An example of this is telepathy, which is accepted and stimulated in many stellar cultures, when on Earth it is socially and culturally suppressed to the point where many even think it has been edited out by genetic engineering, when in fact Earth humans don't feel they have it because of a simple mind control atrophy problem. Going deeper, one of the most important ways stellar humans perceive existential reality and life itself, and as a fact, is reincarnation, which, on Earth, this phenomenon is dubious and hard to accept despite all the evidence at hand. This non-acceptance of reincarnation as a hard fact on Earth is again produced by manipulative social dynamics, mostly caused by religions, and by the so-called veil of forgetfulness, which in turn is caused by the strong frequency and vibration differential between other places in the universe, higher realms, and the low vibrational matrix on Earth. Noting here that the existential frequency and vibration on Earth is kept low artificially by manipulative beings who continuously keep humanity in a lack and fear mentality. All this causes people on Earth to connect and to relate themselves to their physical bodies as if it were all that they are, leaving all spiritual truths as if they were only wishful thinking, sprang from the ego's inability to face its own destruction. This difference between how humans on Earth view life and existence differs a lot from how other stellar humans see those same things. What is a simple fact of life for most humans who are members of interstellar civilizations is seen as a cause for much skepticism by most humans on Earth. As I have described before, most stellar cultures don't have such a strong veil of forgetfulness, as most of their members remember at least one past life quite clearly, if not many more. This simple fact brings strong consequences to how people view life and existence, as it makes it a lot softer, removing at least most of the drama associated with death, both that of loved ones and that of the subject itself. But there are more complicated side effects to an entire culture remembering past lives, as remembering them also brings up the realization of who they were before, and what they did, the responsibilities over their right and wrong doings, and so on. An entire society remembering past lives also brings a cross-reference social dynamic where the experiences of the members are shared and contrasted with those of others, and then analyzed to the point where patterns become evident. Some of those conclusions are that reincarnation is not linear, meaning that a soul will not necessarily incarnate on a date which is after its death, as most people on Earth think it is. As this would imply that time is something that works independently of the experience of a soul, as if the subject were a victim of time, and not who is generating it as a subproduct of their minds and the very act of thinking and being aware. Four stellar civilizations that do not have such a strong veil of forgetfulness, A soul will reincarnate into a body with its specific circumstances because it is vibrationally compatible, because it concurs with its perception of reality and deepest desires. The new body is in itself a direct consequence and a mirror of the soul which will inhabit it, and that body is a direct manifestation of it. As seen from higher above, there is no body, as the material world is only more astral, and its apparent solidity, and the perception that the world exists outside of the body in a deterministic way, is only an illusion generated for the experience of separation. The entire body is a direct manifestation and a mirror of the soul that generated it in its likeness, and only exists as an illusion in its greater astral mind, or higher self, residing in what we could call the upper existential realms. A soul can reincarnate wherever it wants, and the way it wants anything is with its frequency and vibration, which derive from its thoughts. Time and sequence do not hold any meaning outside of the consciousness that is generating it as a perception, so a soul can reincarnate in the far past, in the present, and the future as long as it is vibrationally compatible. Notice that I just said, in the present, and this is the main point that concerns us in this video. This means that a soul will not necessarily incarnate after its date of death, as it can and often reincarnates in a body that overlaps with the existence and life of the former one. This means that often, a specific soul will have the potential to reincarnate into an existing body even while its original one is still alive, even when, from its point of view, it happened after its death. This is quite common and even logical because anyone's next life will be based on the frequency and vibration of their soul, which will be greatly affected by their latest life experiences, which generated attachments to ideas and to situations they wished to experience and never had a chance to. All this opens our minds to see the phenomena of walk-ins from another perspective, the one which is generating it. The reincarnating soul, which is entering a body which overlaps with the one of its original one, will enter the new body after its first owner has left it after a strong life-changing experience, such as a strong accident or epiphany. Advanced civilizations that have studied all these phenomena state that the soul moving out of the body, by frequency and vibrational compatibility, is closely related to the soul which is entering the same body, both being variants or fractals of the same higher self, thus explaining why they are so similar and so vibrationally compatible to the point where they can even share bodies. In other words, they are the same person, the same soul, but experiencing different points in their perception timeline, which in turn is generating two new souls as each one is being formed and nurtured by having different experiences, simply because each one of them has a different point of attention. Besides this walk-in phenomenon explained from the point of view of those who enter, there is another way souls enter a physical body that overlaps with the existence of their original one, and that is through organic portals. A soul may, by vibrational compatibility, choose to enter a body that was formerly being animated by the collective unconscious of the realms it is in, and which technically had no soul in it, a body we can also call a non-player character, or a backdrop person. I just said, technically it has no soul, as I am making a distinction between soulless beings and backdrop NPC people. A soulless being for me is an egregore manifested from the darkest corners of the personal and collective unconscious. It has no direct connection to source and is only kept existing because of the creative manifestative energy of those who are giving it attention, usually a fear-based one. It is a second-class being as it depends on others to keep it existing, and these include dark lower astral entities, demons, and so on. And for me, a backdrop person, or NPC, is also being manifested from the collective unconscious of a collective of souls who share more or less the same perception agreements, but its obedience to the system makes it have something that we might want to call a shared soul. As such, a backdrop person holds no individuality, as it thinks as the communal dictates, making it have a collective mind, therefore not being able to manifest anything from an original creative connection to source point of view. In short, a soulless being is an egregore with no connection to source and with highly destructive qualities, as it sprang from fear, while we could say that a non-player character has a collective soul. Objectively, we are all fractals of source, so not being a backdrop person may only be based on the level of creativity, originality, and ability to conserve the soul's uniqueness. This means that deciding to go for comfort and adopting the system's values and conforming to its expectations is the same as losing one's soul. The system, the collective unconscious, is nothing other than the matrix. Making things even worse, I have spoken about a soul who left its original body to enter a new one after its owner has left, or by entering into an organic portal NPC body with a compatible vibration, but this gets a lot more complicated when we face the fact that what I just described can happen multiple times, even countless ones, opening to the disturbing fact that everyone, every single person who exists is just one single soul experiencing countless points of view, through countless incarnations of itself. Meaning we truly are all one, we are source experiencing itself as a fractal. What you experience as you only depends on where you are placing your attention, on what you are focusing on. Adding yet another level of complexity to all this, some souls have acquired the capacity, the knowledge to easily jump from one backdrop person, organic portal to another, and not having any veil of forgetfulness, they do so with utmost skill, many times for manipulative purposes, that even though may even have good intentions from the point of view of that soul, may also result in not so good actions. This is also known to be done by lower astral entities, mostly demons, who enter one convenient organic portal body, do whatever they need to do with it, and with the place in society it initially had, and then discard it when it no longer needs it, when it has served its purpose, and just to jump onto the next NPC body to continue its dark agenda. All this usually destroying the NPC's life, which, as I said above, may have a collective soul, therefore they do suffer when their initial comfortable place in the matrix is changed into another detrimental role in society by the evil Warkin. An example of this would be an office manager who was used by the evil Warkin, usually a demon, to commit a hideous crime, and then it is discarded afterwards and left alone to face the consequences. Even when it was the entity that committed the crime, a vibrational compatibility with the demon is also at play here, not removing all responsibility from the NPC. From this point of view, demonic possession is also explained here, although there are countless variants and levels of it. Complicating matters even more, those entities, mostly those regressive demonic ones, can force themselves into a physical body that is being occupied by an original soul that has lost enough connection to source to become a vibrational compatibility to being parasitized, and often multiple times. This causes some people and their physical bodies to be literal zoos of countless astral entities, demons, and larvae, all of which may cause what on earth is catalogued as mental illness, multiple personality disorder and so on. On the other hand, many positive beings can also harbor themselves or mingle with a vibrationally compatible soul into one physical body, but those do so in a non-invasive, highly cooperative way where both benefit from each other in a symbiotic way. As there is a clear vibrational compatibility at work here, The astral being in this case is quite often the higher self of the original owner of the body, or a fractal version of it. This greatly explains channeling, as it is a true fact, even though too many people on Earth abuse this, exaggerating it, or imposing it as a means to validate their own vivid imagination and mental cramps, often to unethically attack others to obtain some kind of manipulative benefit. There is even another level to all this. What I just explained is as seen happening from the organic, natural level of the movements among souls, but some highly advanced interstellar civilizations are so technologically advanced that they have devised sophisticated systems that can artificially insert the point of attention of a soul into nearly any organic portal, NPC. These systems are known as full immersion pods, which are specialized containers where a person with a physical body lies in an artificial deep coma, while their consciousness is inserted into the desired target physical, NPC body, forcing its vibrational compatibility with sophisticated power and frequency generators which act as an adapter for one soul with its unique vibration to be transformed into the vibration that is compatible with the one of the target body. This system will make just about any person with a soul enter just about any target body, anywhere in the universe, as it works through the ethers, the astral. All the system needs is to make the person's and soul's vibration compatible with the target, and automatically their point of attention will shift from the original body on a deep coma, to the point of attention of the target body. This system is highly unnatural and highly used by just about all advanced interstellar civilizations, and strong spiritual, ethical, and moral problems arise with this, as it is highly prone to abuse. This system is also used in ethical ways, for example, to produce an incarnation-like experience on a faraway planet such as Earth, but not only, and without having to go through the reincarnation cycle and its uncertainties and hazards. Also, more or less guaranteeing that the point of attention of a soul in the system will return to its original body and culture, after an incarnation or part of one in another faraway place. This system, unfortunately, is highly prone to abuse as many manipulative people and races use it to force their operatives into a culture to change it from the inside, or to perpetuate shady, unethical agendas. What also makes this system highly unethical is that it is artificial, and it acts like a soul frequency and vibration adapter. Therefore, it can force any soul with a body into that or any other, invasively, and with no consent from the target. You can imagine all the ramifications coming from this. Full immersion pods are so commonly used and abused that chances are that if you relate to being a starseed on Earth, and you, at any level, remember being part of another civilization, chances are that you too may be in an immersion pod somewhere in your original culture, and you will return to being whoever you were, and still are, before your humanly experience on Earth. Full immersion pods are used to enter just about any physical body, not only on Earth but between other star races as well. Some people know that they are in an immersion, others mostly do not. As a last note to end this video, I know that I am in immersion, I know I am an Irma lioness in a frail human Lyrian Taygetan body, and I am here to do a job, a mission that no full Taygetan can do as they are way too soft. That is why the Irma follow me and everything I do so closely, as I am too, one of them. My feline body is in a coma in a pod somewhere in Vega. That is why I may look far more aggressive than what people expect a Taygetan can be, because I am not entirely one, as I am a big cat inside. At least three worlds shape who I am, as I am a Taygetan now, but I grew up on Earth, and I strongly relate as a human as well. But I have never stopped being an Irma, therefore, I like to fight with high ethics, and I know no defeat. And that is why I am here. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie, who also loves elephants.